Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up. Latest details from all the markets coming your way when we come back in just a moment.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, moderate to strong gains developed across the livestock complex today following a choppy and somewhat volatile morning led by slightly traded cattle markets. The lack of trade volume led to wide price swings in either direction in both live cattle and feeder cattle markets, accounting for some uncertainty through the rest of the week. Corn prices were higher today. The stock market was lower, but the Dow Jones was lower, while the NASDAQ also turned lower here today as well. Now, firm support was seen in August and October live cattle futures. Otherwise, the complex remained stuck in a narrow trading range. The live cattle market was had to continue to waver in a strong price range through the morning, with very little market activity expected to be seen through the end of the session as volume remained light. Wide price swings have been seen through the feeder cattle futures as light trade volume continue to hover through the market. The ability to bring buyers back into the market following the early triple-digit losses seen during the morning trade created some follow-through momentum that could be carried into the holiday weekend. Now, the grain futures were higher across the board today for the most part, with the rally in the soy complex lifting all boats. Outside markets continue to do their share of the lifting. Crude oil traded above $50 overnight for the first time since October after the government reported lower stocks last week, and the U.S. diesel supplies also tightened, driving wholesale fuel costs higher. Stock index futures also point to firm open in Wall Street though trade was mixed in Asia and Europe. Wheat prices higher today with weather and spillover support from soybeans helping futures in all three markets. Forecast for very heavy rains over the next 7 days threatened the hard red winter wheat crop with lodging and quality concerns. Official 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecasts out yesterday remain wet for the southern plains. The corn prices are following soybeans, taking December futures to its best level since harvest. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.